Teddy? He said. But the treehouse was quiet. Jack pulled on his backpack and climbed down the rope ladder. Annie was waiting for him. Without a word, Jack took her hand. The rain had stopped, but water still dripped from the trees. Stars glittered overhead in a clear sky. Silently, Jack and Annie left the Frog Creek woods. They walked up the dark street to their house and climbed the steps to their porch. Before they went inside, they looked out again at the night. Time might have stopped for the Titanic, Jack said. But books and memories keep the Titanic alive, don't they? It's a true story, but it's also like a myth now.
Yeah, said Annie. And every time the story's told, we wish it had a different ending.
Jack nodded. That was exactly how he felt. Staring at the starry sky, he shuddered at the memory of the sinking ship. He knew that he and Annie were lucky. They had come home. Good night, Titanic, he said softly. Goodbye. Then he and Annie slipped quietly into their house, where it was cozy and dry and very safe.